be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. This year of consecrated life, so important for us to get the big pillars down, not to waste the graces. And the year of consecrated life is an opportunity for a thorough re-consecration, a renewal of what of the response to the graces that God has given. And today in the first reading, we see the re-consecration of the Temple of Jerusalem in the 160s BC, after it had been defiled by the Greeks led by Antiochus Epiphanes. It was an 8-day celebration. They destroyed the altar that was there and they rebuilt one and then had 8 days of celebration. The first Hanukkah, that's where we get Hanukkah, because the oil didn't run out of the lambs over the course of the 8 days. That 8th day, of course, points to the recreation of the entire world. And that's what was happening in the temple. The reconsecration of the very heart of the world. I was pastor for 7 years of an exquisitely beautiful parish in St. Anthony's, in New Bedford, called St. Anthony's. And there were beautiful rondi, these round paintings throughout the church, all with Eucharistic imagery. And outside one of the entrances, there was a Hanukkah. And when I would teach our entire Eucharistic faith, catechize people on the tours where they would come in droves to this church, I'd always just ask, why would we put a menorah over the exit? And you get all of these dumb answers and sort of, I call them uneducated guesses. But, you know, nevertheless, they were attempts. But I try to lead them. And the reason why they were uneducated guesses was because people just didn't know, especially the Old Testament, didn't know the meaning. What happened on Hanukkah? What's the menorah mean? All the rest of it. The reason why it was over the door was every time we come to church and are leaving, it's meant to be a reminder to us that we should have been reconsecrated. That we have become, by baptism, by incorporation into Christ, the true temple. We have become new temples. And every time we come, especially for the Holy Eucharist, there's supposed to be a rededication ceremony. As the Lord consecrates himself for us so that we might be consecrated in the truth, that's what he prayed in that first and one Eucharist in which we always enter in. So we, likewise, are supposed to receive that gift and reconsecrate ourselves as an altar given for the praise and glory of God and the salvation of the human race together with the Lord. That we don't have to get animals to consecrate. We offer ourselves. That's the sacrifice the Lord wants. And every time we come to worship the Lord, there is that re-consecration. Presuming that that's why we're all here this morning, to do just that, we need to ponder 2 moments of that reconsecration. And they're shown in what Jesus did in the temple in today's gospel. So the first thing is we need to have ripped out, some of the times even violently, and the Lord will give us that grace, whatever's unfit for the worship of God. And so Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It's written that my house shall be a house of prayer, and you have made it a den of thieves." What this is all about, as you know, is there were various levels in the temple area. There was the Holy of Holies, and then there was the holies around it where the priests would offer all the sacrifices. And then there was the courtyard in which the men of Israel would be able to come and pray. Then there was the outer courtyard with the women and the courtyard of the Gentiles, where all the God-fearers would be able to get close. And it was in that outermost courtyard in which the money changers and the animal sellers would be there. Why were they there? Because if you were going to be offering a sacrifice, you could either bring it with you, let's just say from Galilee all the way, or and make sure that it never would get blemished, because you couldn't offer some animal that was blemished, or you just buy it there. But in order to buy it there, they would grossly overcharge you because it was a seller's market. But then also, in order to pay the temple tax, you needed to pay in the temple shekels. And the only place that you could get temple shekels were there in the temple area. So the money changers would make a fortune taking the commission off changing money for the poor. And so that type of activity was happening in the Lord's sanctuary, incensed Jesus, who was zealous for the purity of his Father's house. So he was overturning the money changers' tables, and he was forming a whip, as we know from St. John's Gospel, to drive out the animals, because the Lord's house should be a house of prayer, not a house of iniquity. The same Jesus who did that in the physical temple area, reconsecrated by Judas Maccabeus and his brothers, same Jesus who was doing that, wants to do it to the temple of our own body. That's why at the beginning of Mass, we proclaim our need for him to do that, that we are great sinners, that we have gravely sinned, but that the Lord himself wants to come to cleanse us. I don't use Form C in the penitential rite because I think it is really important for us to say, I have sinned. When we get to Advent, I will use Form B because there's a particular Advent appeal there, and in Form B we do say that we're sinners. But in Form C, a lot of the times it has very little to do with repentance of sin, some of the invocations. And you know, I would like to write one of my own if it were given for the priest. Lord Jesus, you drove the money changers from the temple with a whip. Lord, have mercy. You promised to tie millstones around the necks of those who scandalize anybody. Christ, have mercy. You said that unless we made peace with our adversaries on the road to the judge, we would be thrown into prison until we paid the last farthing. Kyrie eleison. Because, you know, in a sense, we really need this. We need that cleansing. And the Lord wants to do for us something far greater than he did in that temple, so that who we are will be the place where God is worshipped. A real, genuine house of prayer, because we are lives, existences, as Pope Benedict once said of St. John Vianney, existences made prayer. So the first moment, driving whatever is unworthy out. And then second, it needs to be filled now. It just can't remain empty. And so Jesus wants his word to echo within that temple. So it says every day he was teaching in the temple area, and all the people were hanging on his words. When our temple is a house of God, it's a house of prayer, then we will be really hanging on his words, clinging to his words, letting that word take on our own flesh. In that temple era, we know that it wasn't the money changers who were the worst in the manipulation of the temple. because it was in that very temple area that the chief priests, the scribes, the leaders of the people were seeking to murder Jesus, seeking to put him to death. That even though they were in God's holy dwelling place, they were plotting homicide. Sometimes that's what can happen in our own temple as well. We can have vengeful thoughts. We can have envious thoughts that suffers because if somebody else is having been blessed by the Lord. We can have lustful thoughts. We can have rapacious thoughts, just wanting to grab and hold on to the things of this world. The Lord Jesus wants to drive that away and fill us with his word so that those types of thoughts have no place. When many of the early fathers of the church would comment on the ke keratomene of the Blessed Virgin, when the Archangel Gabriel would say, "Rejoice, you who have been filled with grace, the Lord is with you." When they would focus on what it means to be filled with grace or filled with God, they would say that there was no room left for sin. It's one of the ways that they would explain the Immaculate Conception, that she was so filled with God that there was no room left for sin. And that's why she was the holy tabernacle, the holy temple, the holy dwelling place of the eternal Word who took on her flesh and dwelt within her for 9 months. God wants us so to cling to his word, to hang on it, to listen to his teaching, to let those words resonate, that the thoughts, contrary to his word, will no longer have a venue. It's part of the reconsecration we need to make. Each day as we come forward, the way we listen to the word of the Lord is part and parcel of our reconsecration. That to be consecrated to the Lord today is going to be materially a little different than yesterday. Formally, it's the same. We're opening ourselves totally up to God's grace and belonging fully to him. But materially, it's going to be a little different because the word that's going to be echoing is today's word. Today, we can ponder that his word about our word being a house of prayer, a place where we are clinging to everything that he says, building our life on the solid foundation of his word, so that when the storms come today, whatever sufferings come today, whatever problems, whatever surprises, we're grounded on him. That's part of this consecration. And the more that we do that, the less we will be tempted to pervert the purpose of who we are as God's sacred temple. Today, as we come forward to receive God within our temple, he will speak from within, at least by his body language, as he says, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood poured out for you." As he continues to speak in that body language from within, consecrating himself that we might be sanctified in the truth. Let us respond in kind by reconsecrating and saying, "Well, Jesus, this is my body, this is my blood, this is my suffering, this is my pain, these are my hopes, these are my tears, given out of love for you and together with you for the Father, for the salvation of the human race." Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.